Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We offer our obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although present in the hearts of all living beings as the Supersoul. You are all pervasive. Although the original shelter of all created material elements, you exist prior to their creations. And although the cause of everything, you are transcendental to all material causes and effect, being the Supreme Soul. Please repeat after me. We offer our obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although present in the hearts of all living beings as the Supersoul. You are all pervasive. Although the original shelter of all created material elements, you exist prior to their creation. And although the cause of everything, you are transcendental to all material causes and effect, being the Supreme Soul. Purport. The beautiful Sanskrit poetry of these words should be chanted out loud for the transcendental pleasure of the reciter and the hearer. And we did that. Wonderful. So, I will read the Samam Bonum, or the summary of this chapter, and maybe next also, and then we'll carry out like that. Chapter 15, the killing of, 16. Chapter 16. Krishna chastises the serpent Kaliya. This chapter describes Lord Sri Krishna's pastime of subduing the serpent Kaliya within the lake adjoining the river Jamuna and his showering mercy to Kaliya in response to the prayers offered by Kaliya's wives, the Nagpatnis. To restore the purity of the Jamuna's waters, which had been contaminated by Kaliya's poison, Lord Krishna climbed into a Kadamba tree on the river bank and jumped into the water. Then he began fearlessly playing within the water like a maddened elephant. Kaliya could not tolerate Krishna's trespassing upon his personal residence, and the serpent quickly went up to the Lord and bit him on the chest. When Krishna's friends saw this, they fell down on the ground unconscious. At that time, all sorts of evil omens appeared in Raj, such as earth tremors, falling stars, and the trembling of various creatures' lapped limbs. The residents of Vrindavan thought, "Today Krishna went to the forest without Balaram, so we do not know what great misfortune may have befallen him. Thinking in this way, they trace the path of Krishna's footprints to the bank of Yamuna. Within the water of the lake adjoining the river, they saw Lord Krishna, the very essence of their lives, enwrapped in the coil of a black snake. The residents thought the three worlds had become empty and they all prepared to enter the water. But Lord Balaram checked them, knowing well the power of Krishna. Then Lord Krishna, seeing how disturbed his friends and relatives had become, expanded his body greatly and forced the serpent to loosen his grips and release him. Next, the Lord began playful dancing about on the serpent's hoods. By this wonderful, boisterous dancing, Sri Krishna trampled the serpent's 1,000 hoods until his body slackened. Vomiting blood from his mouth, Kaliya finally understood that Krishna was the primal personality. Lord Narayan, the spiritual master of all moving and non-moving creatures, and he took shelter of him. Seeing how very weary Kaliya had become, his wives, the Nagpatnis, bowed down at Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Then they offered him various prayers in hopes of gaining their husband's freedom. It is quite befitting that you have brought our cruel husband to this condition. Indeed, by your anger he has gained great benefit. What piety Kaliya must have amassed in his previous lives. Today he has borne upon his head the dust of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, the attainment of which is difficult for even the mother of the universe, Goddess Lakshmi. Please kindly forgive the offense Kaliya has committed out of ignorance and allow him to live. Satisfied by the Nagpatni's prayers, Krishna released Kaliya, who slowly regained his sensory and vital powers. Then Kaliya, in a distressed voice, acknowledged the offense he had committed. And finally he offered Krishna many prayers and said he was ready to accept his command. Krishna told him to leave the Yamuna lake with his family and return to Ramanak Island. And so summary study of 17th chapter I will read. Chapter 17, The History of Kaliya. This chapter describes how Kaliya left the island of the snakes and how the sleeping residents of Vrindavan were saved from a forest fire. When King Parikshit inquired about Kaliya's leaving Ramanak Island, the abode of the serpents, and about why Garuda acted inimically towards him, Sri Sukadeva Goswami replied as follows. All the serpents on the island were afraid of being devoured by Garuda. To placate him, Every month they would leave various offerings for him at the foot of a banyan tree. But Kaliya, puffed up as he was with false pride, would eat these offerings himself. Hearing of this, Garuda became furious and went to kill Kaliya, whereupon the snake began biting the great bird. Garuda fiercely beat him with his wing, sending Kaliya fleeing for his life to a lake adjoining the Jamuna River. Prior to the above incident, Garuda had once come to the Jamuna and started eating some fish. Saubari Rishi had tried to stop him, but Garuda, agitated by hunger, had refused to heed the sage's prohibitions, and in response, the sage had cursed Garuda that if he never came there again, he would immediately die. Kaliya had heard of this, and thus he lived there without fear. In the end, however, he was driven out by Sri Krishna. When Lord Balaram and all the residents of Vrindavan saw Sri Krishna rise up out of the lake, beautifully decorated with many different gems and ornaments, they embraced him in great pleasure. The spiritual masters, priests, and learned Brahmins then told Nanda Maharaj, the king of the cowards, that although his son had been caught in the grips of Kaliya, it was by the king's good fortune that he was now free again. Because the people of Vrindavan were quite worn out by hunger, thirst, and fatigue, they spent that night on the bank of Jamuna. In the middle of the night, a fire happened to blaze up within the forest, which had become dry during the hot season. As the fire surrounded the sleeping inhabitants of Vrindavan, they suddenly awoke and rushed to Sri Krishna for protection. Then the unlimitedly powerful Lord Krishna, seeing his dear relatives and friends so disturbed, immediately swallowed up the terrible forest fire. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupkadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopikakant Radha Kant Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitan Prabhu Nityanand Sri Advait Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, very nice story. Looks like it is a demon story, but looks like it is a devotee story. Because serpent Kaliya, he was living at a proper place in Ramanic Island without disturbing anybody. But we have seen here that he was There are two offenders in this story. One is Kaliya and another one is Saubari Muni. So Kaliya offended exalted Vaishnava, bird carrier of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, Garuda Dev. So Kaliya offended and Saubari Muni. So story is that in Ramanik Island, and a natural food for serpent is fish and serpent. Natural food for Garuda is fish and serpents. Very natural. So Garuda used to go to Ramanik Island because it was the abode of all snakes, many, many snakes. So the snake community became very disturbed by Garuda because he would eat the snakes. So then they allotted his food by placing his food, Garuda's food, under the banyan tree, where he would come and eat, and the community will not get disturbed. The safe snake community would not get disturbed. So Kaliya, being demoniac in nature, he would eat the offerings of Garuda, what was placed for him, his share, he would eat. So Garuda became disturbed by this. So Garuda tried to attack Kaliya, and turns Kaliya tried to protect himself by leaving the island, Ramanik Island, and he went to the lake next to Jamuna in Vrindavan, Kaliya Harid, it is called nowadays. It is beautifully preserved. It is the nice Kadamba tree is there, and nice ghat in English is whatever. Ghat, bank of Jamuna. Okay, a ghat doesn't have English. Ghat, Kaliya ghat. Anyway, you understand, all of you. So, Kaliya ghat, Kaliya hrid, where Kaliya was living. So it is by our Acharya Manson, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sanatan Goswami has given purports in this two chapter. So they say that it was a separate kind of a lake right next to Jamuna. So Kaliya went there. The reason was very simple, that Saubari Muni was meditating, was performing austerity in that lake in River Jamuna. So when Garuda came there to eat fish previous to Kaliya's residence, he cursed Garuda Sabari Muni curse Garuda that if you at all come here again for disturbing the inhabitants of these waters, you will die. Of course, Garuda is eternal, his eternal associate of Lord Vishnu, Krishna. He has no such thing as death, birth, old age and disease. But he was cursed like that. So, Garuda will not come near that lake. So, Kaliya was afraid of Garuda being haunted by him. So, he takes shelter of this lake because Garuda will not come there. So, he was living there, Kaliya, with his patnis, his wives and children. And because of that reason, the whole lake water was very polluted with poison. So, it was so deadly poison that even a bird would fly on top of these waters. The bird would die immediately by the plumes of this poison. Birds would die. So much deadly poison. So, Saubri Muni, he offended Garuda Dev. Because, why it was offense? Because it was a natural food, not sinful. It was very natural food, fish. And without any offense, he cursed Garuda Dev. So this was, it is mentioned here in the chapter that our Acharya's comments on this, that due to Vaishnava Aparad, Saubari Muni, he became, after his marriage to many princesses, he became ugly again back to his original position, and he lost his wives because of the Vaishnava Aparad. There are four offenses in our scriptures that Puja Aparad, Vaishnava Aparad, Dhamma Aparad, and Nama Aparad. So this is Vaishnava Aparad. Vaishnava Aparad, there are six kind: Hanti, Nindati, Vaidvesti, Vaishnavana Abhinandati, Krandati Upajayate Naharsam, Vaishnave Patanani Sat. Srila Prabhupada writes this sloka from Adi or Skanda Puran in one of the purport in Chaitanya Charitamrit, and also Hari Bhakti Vilas, I think it is there. So, Hanti, to beat up devotee or slap devotee, Hanti, it's a Vaishnava Aparad. Nindati, by unnecessary criticize and become envious and criticize devotee. Nindati, Vaidvesti, Dves Karna. Dves means to become envious of a devotee is Vaishnava Aparad. Hanti, Nindati, Vaidvesti, Vaishnavana Abhinandati, and to not greet devotee by saying Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, Jai Radhe, in Vrindavan, Jai Radhe. One must greet devotees not to turn face away from when some devotees are approaching us. We must greet them with nice smile, and that makes spiritual atmosphere. It is offense not to greet a devotee. Vaishnavana abhinandati, abhinandan, greeting, na abhinandati, krandati, to exhibit krodha, to exhibit anger, whatever reason it may be, doesn't matter. One should not exhibit any kind of anger on devotees. Should be cool and very, very pleasant situation. Krandati, no krodha. Upajayate naharsam darsane. Upon having darsan audience, upon seeing devotee of the Lord, Vaishnava, if one does not become jubilant, blissful, Hare Krishna Prabhu, my day is perfect, my day is made, my day is bright today. Thank you very much. I'm having your darshan. So one must be not only jubilant but express the bliss. Express the bliss to Vaishnava by seeing Vaishnava. Darsane. Upajayate naharsam darsane. Patanani sat. By these six offenses to Vaishnava, one's fall down is certain. Patanani, patan, patanani, sat, che, six. By six offenses, or one of the six offenses. So Saubari Muni, he committed this offense, and Kaliya also committed this offense to exalted Vaishnava called Garudadev. Kaliya offended him by taking his portion illegally. It was meant for him. And Saubari Muni offended him by cursing him unnecessarily, even though he was not at fault. He cursed Garudadev, Saubari Muni. That was his offense. So we stop at 8:30, don't we? Isn't it? Okay. So I'll summarize the story. I don't know. I'm not a very good at storytelling or kathakar or anything like that. But we'll go through, or maybe we should read through certain slokas as they are very important, as like sloka how inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially gopis, became so much distressful, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, by seeing Krishna into the coils of Kaliya. They become so much disturbed. Maybe we should read as it is. And then we should read the prayers by Nagapatnis, the wives of Kaliya. We should, actually a whole lecture can be given on these two topics, the prayers of wives of Kaliya. But I'll read and then we'll see how it goes. So, I think I said the story in third time. Let's see. The story is, you know, Kaliya was contaminating the water of Yamuna, and the cows and inhabitants of Vrindavan, they came to the bank of the Kali Harad, Jamuna, and they became unconscious. So, seeing this, Krishna became disturbed. He climbed up the big, huge Kadamba tree and the reason was that he wanted to jump into Jamuna. So he climbed up and he jumped into Jamuna where Kaliya was residing. So when he jumped in, he immediately started sporting into Jamuna. He started swimming and sporting in Jamuna. And by this, Kaliya became very disturbed that who has approached my abode? Who is trespassing into my territory? So Kaliya became very disturbed and immediately he rushed to Lord and he beat Lord into his chest. And Krishna immediately he jumped onto the hooves of Kaliya and started dancing. And he danced so much so and beat, he jumped on the hooves of Kaliya that he became so much fatigued and beaten up, so he started vomiting. Vomiting the air and which is very poisonous. And then after that, he was so much beaten up that he started, after poison, he started vomiting blood. And he became almost like dead. And his wives became disturbed and start praying to the Lord. So I forgot to say, like I said before, that by seeing Krishna into the coils of Kaliya, and even before, because today Krishna went to herd the cows without Balaram being with him, accompanying him, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, such as Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda and other gopis, young and old gopis, they started doubting that it would have been disaster today because Krishna went by himself. So let's go and see what is happening. So they all rush to Jamuna by looking at the footprints of Lord Krishna, which was decorated by the flag and chariot and count and lotus and nice beautiful footprints. The Acharya's comments on this, that the cows and others, they preserve the footprint of Krishna because it's so beautiful. They did not step on it. So by looking at this footprint, they walk up to where Krishna was. And they saw immediately Krishna into the coils of Kaliya. And they became very disturbed. And Mother Jasoda wanted to enter Nanda Maharaj, inhabitants, gopis. They wanted to enter the Jamuna, the Hud, the lake, Kaliya Lake. So Balaram, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knows all the strength and power of Krishna. He stops everybody and he told them not to worry about it because he knew the strength and power of Krishna. So he stopped and became unconscious and fell down. That's a scene. And Kaliya being controlled by Krishna, these Patnis, they try to offer him prayers, saying that you are the super soul. Namastubhyam Bhagavate. Bhagavate. You are Bhagavan. Opulences. Six opulences. Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasriya Jnana Vairagya. These are the six opulences Krishna possesses. So that's why Nagpatnis, they praying. Let me see if I can. Find the prayers quickly. So we offer obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although present in the hearts of all living beings as a super soul. So, Purushaya Mahatmane, Purushaya Mahatmane. So, they are praying Purushaya. Krishna is the original Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Bhokta Ram, Yajna Tapasham, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Srut Sarva Bhutanam, Gyatvamam Santim Ichyati. Purusha is a Bhokta. Mahatmane, Mahatmane, who are all pervasive, Atma, all pervasive, and Mahatma, Krishna is the super soul, all pervasive. Bhuta, Bhuta, Avasaya. So Krishna is the resting place, he is the Asray of all living entity and all Bhuta. Bhuta means earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are Bhutas. And Krishna is the Asraya. And Bhutaya. Bhutaya, who exists even prior to the creation. Aham evasam evagre nayat sat asat param. Evagre. Aham evasam evagre. I was existing, Chaturslokis, Bhagavat, first sloka, I was existing even before the creation and after the creation also. So that is Bhutaya. Paraya, Paramatmane. Paraya, Paresha, Paraya, transcendental, the supreme cause of all causes. Paraya, Paresh. Krishna is Paresh, Paraya. He is the cause of all causes. And he is the Lord of all lords. He is Paraya. And Paramatmane, who are beyond all material causes. So he has no cause. He is the cause of all causes. is the sarvakarana karanam, is the cause of all causes, Krishna. So I am 1 minute over. Maybe I'll stop here. I can go on like this, describing the prayers and prayers by Nagapatnis. So any question?